Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Yes, we are live. A lot of people aren't working, but the junkies are here. Despite the fact that something's going on the fourth floor.
Yeah, I mean, well, we got an email basically that somebody that works on the fourth floor had contact with somebody who had coronavirus. Yep. So, you know, this is the new reality, I guess.
I walked in today because Cakes and I both park across the street at Homewood Suites.
Correct.
I had to waken the guy who takes our car.
Craig.
I sat in the car for 30 seconds or so.
Yeah.
I saw that in the back office, which was dark. There appeared to be somebody.
Yes.
I opened. Well, actually, it's automatic doors, but I went through the automatic doors, and then you could see him awaken
that
from his slumber.
That jars him awake.
And then I just gave him the wave, and I said, thank you. And then when I came into the building, usually I pound the little square to automatically open the doors.
Yeah, sure.
Rolled up the sleeve, pounded it that way, and walked in. I haven't touched anything today.
I took the step of just wearing gloves. I brought an extra pair, and I guess for the next month or so, I'll just bring gloves in and try not to touch anything.
The thing I don't get about the gloves is...
There's children size.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have A-wide, tiny-ass hands. I have, I think, 8.5s.
Yeah.
These are silly, average-sized male hands.
The thing I don't get about the gloves is you're just going to touch stuff, and all the stuff's on the gloves. So, you know, like the gloves are infecting your computer now.
Yeah,
it's touching everything. I don't get it.
What more can I do? I mean, my wife said bring gloves and bring spray and spray everything. It's just too much.
Yeah.
I'll do the gloves, see how that works. And if I feel they're getting grimy, I'll peel them off and put on another pair.
But I was worried about the square... Eric doesn't have to come in from the outside. So just in my head, I'm thinking, so there's a donk who has at least had contact with somebody with the coronavirus.
Well, they said it's being treated. It was very negative.
Right.
It was very weird.
So I mean, it's possible that he has coronavirus, right?
Just assume.
He or she. If they come in from the outside, like Cakes and I do, they probably touch all the same doorknobs. And who knows? I will tell you that I take the stairs every day.
Yes.
You take the elevator.
I do.
Taking the stairs... I was impressed. It smells like it was disinfected.
Yeah.
Because that staircase
smells like
is usually an S show, and it seemed very clean.
Well, it sounded like the building brought in like a professional outside cleaning company to take care of some like the common
areas. But I thought
areas.
That was only the fourth floor.
Well, hold on. That smell is paint.
Oh, it's paint.
Yeah.
Fresh paint.
They're painting the garage.
I just know it smelled different.
Yeah.
So he thinks paint is like
But I used the sleeve.
Smell.
I used my sleeve the whole way. It's boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
But then by the time I got inside here and I had to get, I got my cup from the locker because they don't have cups anymore. By the way, I'm such a donk. I need to save my cups. I had about 10 to 15. I'm now down to 2.
Yeah, you need to ration.
I'm just such in the habit of just throwing them away at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I use my hands all over the locker.
Sure.
Well, if we're really supposed to be serious about it, you probably should have some wipes and gel on you. And I think, Cakes, I'll give you a wipe during a break. I'd wipe down your keyboard every day.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is, and do it at the end of your session, because all the germs on your gloves, you're putting on your keyboard.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go home and you're going to put your fingers on because you're going to be out of money at home.
Sure.
And now you got it all. You know what I mean? You could go insane with it.
Yeah.
But if we really are going to try to slow this thing down and not give this to everybody, I think we have a duty to try. It may be inevitable, you know.
This is me trying.
Yeah. This You're definitely trying.
Is your boy trying?
You're definitely trying. But if you think about it, it's insane.
No, my wife had a box of 100 of them at our house. And we have masks.
Yeah,
like
we have
50 masks.
We have a few masks.
Already.
Is that a thing other people are doing? The gloves? Or is this just Cakes in like in his weird world thinking this is what's going to save him?
Is this Dr. Amy Allville?
I don't think it's going to save me. I think it's just a step.
He's trying to reduce the chances. I don't blame him.
Just a precaution.
Dude, you go to the grocery, do you see what people are doing?
I mean, the guys who are working at home with sweets, the valets, they're all wearing gloves.
Yeah, you see people that are serving you. Go look at the people when you go to the cashier. See, they're wearing gloves.
I went to Harris Teeter yesterday. It was a madhouse.
Yeah,
absolutely. Madhouse,
but also somber.
You can sense the fear. Fear is setting in.
Very quiet. Yeah. I was at Safeway. No one was really interacting. Long lines, but it's been this way all week because I've been going every day because I'm not hoarding, but I'm just buying food for dinner.
Right.
Buying chicken.
That's what I need to do. Get some tenderloins and.
It's just a very somber, quiet mood.
I'm done too.
Let's open up the phone lines. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You can text us on the Tom Segura Windows text machine. Same number. Standard message. Data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We are going to try and do a normal show to a certain extent. We're going to talk movies with Kevin, although movies are getting canceled.
Who's going to
back.
Theater?
Well, they're all
any big release is now just getting pushed down.
You're not even allowed to be in a big room.
We could talk about Netflix movies, possibly.
We could do that.
A lot of Netflix.
I know everybody wants
this
to be normal, but it's just going to be a little mix.
Yeah. My wife watched a little of Bombshell yesterday. I went to sleep.
I watched that on the way to Florida on the spring training trip.
That's the Fox movie, Megyn Kelly. I think Charlize Theron plays Megyn
Kelly.
Correct.
Margot Robbie's going in and out of Roger Ailes' office a lot.
If there's no sports on TV to watch, which there won't be for a long while, and you're not going out to the movies, and you want entertainment, and there are no shows out there, no concerts to go to, you pretty much got to watch TV and Netflix.
You're doing a lot of Netflix, Hulu, if you're into Disney Plus, all that.
Video games. Video games are a great salvation for kids.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I was telling Cakes before the show, I'm having a hard time at my house because my kids, they think it's spring break. They can't wait to go run around and do a million things. And I'm like, whoa. I don't mind you hanging out with a couple friends here and there, but you're not going to some house with 20 people. That's it. That defeats the whole purpose of what our culture is trying to do right now.
Right. You need to stress isolation.
Well, and then there's a lot of sadness and boo-hooing. And I'm like, I know it's tough for kids, but this is not... We're not supposed to go run around. Now, you're not supposed to be miserable, and you still can have interactions with people. But, this is a time right now where extraordinary measures. That doesn't mean this is how the new normal is, but it is for right now. It's a temporary.
Got to adapt.
Temporary pause as we're trying to slow this down.
But look, we'll try and get a grip on what's going on in the entertainment world with Kevin. He'll join us at 7, Fox 5 entertainment reporter. So we'll figure some things out. There may not be movies. What was supposed to come out that canceled?
A Quiet Place, I believe, is supposed to come out March 20th. I saw the ad for it last night, and then my son comes to the room and says, no, it's coming out months later now.
Yeah, Quiet Place 2.
Because you can't release a huge movie now when
and by the way,
they're not going to allow a ton of people into the theater.
That's also kind of an end-of-days movie, and people aren't going to want to see an end-of-days movie.
Right, exactly.
Where the only people who are still alive somehow have managed to be absolutely quiet,
right.
And then if they... trip over a fence, all of a sudden monsters attack them.
You'd be cooked. You try to flame people, those monsters would come out and
be dead in a
second. You with the quickness. Yeah. So it'd be over.
He's trying to tell someone about his run.
Right.
And then
and it's just a big giant monster swoops in.
Also on the show today, John Aran's going to join us, who's a media reporter for Sports Business Journal. We'll talk about kind of the reverberations of the sports world. Look, when you had one event yesterday, and I saw a Sports Center, they were really covering the hell out of that first round of the PGA.
I guess
the PGA Championship. What is it? The
Players
Championship.
Players, yeah.
They were covering the hell out of it.
Sure.
And then it got canceled.
Yeah, they got the plug
pulled. Actually thought they could have pulled that off, but it's just a bad look.
Right.
I mean, the timing couldn't be worse. I just got an endorsement for Richmond Raceway. Just got it for an event that's happening in April.
Right.
And I know that the next two NASCAR events are going to be fanless.
Yeah.
They're going to hold the events, but there won't be any fans in the stands. I don't know what's going to happen at Richmond in April, but... I mean, who knows?
Well, if we're going to make it about fanless our own personal endorsements, how do you think the spots that I was cutting yesterday for the bracket contest are going to go?
Yeah, not very well. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. sponsored by Geico, the bracket contest, the $1 million bracket contest. I don't think that's going to go over. So
probably
we'll talk
not.
About the reverberations with John Arand. We also have Feinstein on at 8. He joins us every Friday for Fridays with Feinstein. And Jason LaConfora, Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. The NFL, no games for many, many months. So they're able to kind of keep you entertained in a way with the news of, you know, team signing players.
Well, there's always NFL news
right.
all the time. And I think that's honestly what a lot, we'll just be doing a lot of speculating on how things resume, how teams handle things. You know what I mean? We'll have plenty to talk about. Plus, as I've been telling people on social media, this is kind of what we specialize in, the non-sports stuff.
Right. It's bit season.
This is kind of like our wheelhouse.
Bit season is a
thought about it. I mean, so. We don't have to do it today. Although there's a story about, you know how now there are breakfast wars in fast food?
Yeah.
We need
Wendy's
to bring them
just
all
jumped
in.
Into the
like
game.
Wendy's, they're going kind of premium breakfast. But I saw Taco Bell is doing something now.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's bring them in.
Breakfast.
What?
I know, but they came up with something new, which is supposed to combat Wendy's more premium-style breakfast.
We're primed for another sort of junkies competition.
Oh, Reggie. Reggie contest.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I mean, like, you go straight to the Reggie contest. I was thinking more along the lines of best fill-in-the-blank, like we did the PB&J. I don't know what the next one's going to be. But we're right in that sort of wheelhouse now with nothing else going on.
Or just bring back drinking shows and do them on a daily basis.
I don't know if I don't know if my body can handle that. But, hey, everything's on the table now.
I have a drinking show every day. It's called 4 p.m. at my house.
Yeah. You don't need to transfer that to 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. I have a drinking show at my house
sure.
every day right
Pandemics
now.
Pandemics will do that to
hour,
you.
But knowing you, it's probably not that happy.
Well, no, I mean, trying to, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know.
Pandemics are mentally exhausting. They just are.
Yeah.
I haven't had experience with them before, but this one, kind of mentally exhausting. Right.
Well, you know what? It's just so sick about it. It's like, if it was, you know, okay, it's very possible this could have been bioterrorism, but at least with like a bomb exploding somewhere or some sort of terrorist attack, this is like the, you know, you'd see it. This is something you don't see. This is the evil sort of killer mm-hmm. or whatever that you don't see. And that's what makes it, I think, so scary. It could be anywhere. And you know what I mean?
Sure.
It just could be anywhere. You have no idea. We're all walking around scared of everything if you're trying to avoid it. It's just, it's a does a doozy on your brain.
Yeah. And sports as an escape. Doesn't
yeah.
exist.
Yeah, that's why I really was hoping they could keep the golf on. No fans. You just have the caddies and players. Have them sign waivers. Have them all be tested. And just play. Let them play. Now, I know you're going to need some workers to cut the greens, but you don't have to have a bunch of volunteers.
And it is a trivial thing. My son kept asking me, so there's no national champion in college basketball? He said, what do? They just give it to Kansas, who's number one?
No.
You don't give it to anybody.
No. It's just an empty
season.
It'll
be vacated. It'll be, when you look into 2020, it'll be empty.
I mean, Turgeon talked about this, the head coach at Maryland, and he said, you know, I think the NCAA did the right thing. I think a lot of coaches wish that the season was suspended and not postponed. But take a team like Maryland. It's the best shot they've had in years to get to a Final Four.
Oh, yeah. Some teams that are going to get to the tournament that never get to the tournament.
Right.
I mean, I feel, you know, I've been tweeting all about it last couple of days. I feel so bad for seniors in mm-hmm. all sports that, you know, right now, like the basketball guys, they don't get they didn't know. They just played the last game. They had no idea. And, you know, it's brutal. Their families may not have been able to be there at their last game. Whatever it is.
Now,
coach might not have been able to get a senior in that he might otherwise.
Most of college basketball had gotten to at least the end of their regular season.
At least
season
of that. But the spring
and
sports.
A conference tournament. Right. But
spring
I would
sports.
Spring sports, like if you're a baseball player.
Yeah. Well, lacrosse
when
kids.
When does baseball start in college?
They've had about a third of their season. I don't know about yeah. baseball. I know in lacrosse. They've had about a third of their season.
Right.
So, you know, my kid got in one game. And that burns up a whole year of eligibility. You know, I mean, seniors, they didn't get a chance to play two-thirds of their games. Now, I really do think there's going to be a strong movement for the spring sports to give them that extra year. But that's not
I
easy.
I saw what you texted or tweeted that then what do you do with all the freshmen that
well,
are coming
it just
in?
Creates
Maybe
a log jam.
The rosters?
You have to expand the roster. It creates a log jam. You know, it really does mess things up. And then scholarship allocate. It's not an easy thing.
But the hard part there is all the lost revenue. Now, lost revenue is not really coming.
Not
from
really
lacrosse.
In the spring sports. There's really okay. No spring sports.
Maybe not, but college basketball.
College basketball. There's some significant tournament revenue. There's
I mean,
no doubt.
We've got a buddy who runs a business. He told me his business is getting crushed. Crushed.
Well, oh, absolutely.
Everyone's getting crushed. I mean, I've been thinking about my guys at BMW Fairfax. I'm, you know, I need to go take my car in and get a new lease, but I just don't feel like doing it right now. And I can't imagine who's thinking about buying a car.
Think
right
about
now.
Our friends at the sports book at Hollywood Casino.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to bet on. And anybody that had like a futures bet on an NCAA tournament game, they're bringing those tickets back for refunds.
Well, the guy I was referring to was our buddy Chris Farley. So yeah. He owns a running store. But they also put on races.
Right.
And those races generate revenue for him. It's a big portion of business. I don't know.
I got
to get
into
his financial
most
details,
of his revenue.
But that might be 30% of his.
Oh, I bet it's bigger than that.
No,
that's
no, he
huge.
Sells a lot of shoes and he's got a relationship with Amazon. But.
I don't know, man. Those races.
Those events are good.
He gets 10,000 runners.
It's good
he's making
flow.
Good money on those races.
Yeah. And he's had to cancel a couple weeks of them.
Yeah.
And it may extend for a while.
And that cash flow gives him blood flow, if you know what I'm saying. Like the certain parts of his body.
I mean, if Chris wants to call in and chime, he can. He's welcome. Yeah. Well, he always listens on the podcast. But if he's listening, maybe we should reach out to him if he wants to chime in. The financial impact.
Yeah. We can open up to other business owners, too. You can tell us how you're impacted. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We will try and do as much of a regular show and bring you some entertainment. But obviously, this is front and center. Our kids in Montgomery County, the three of us are in Montgomery County, they got school today. Then they don't have school for 2 weeks.
Right. Through March 27th.
Why do they have school today?
I'm not sure.
If you're going to cancel the next 2 weeks.
Couldn't tell you.
Why today?
I don't know.
Does that make sense? I kept telling my son, I was like, they're probably going to cancel it. I was like, they'll change it. They'll
no, my understanding, it makes no sense to me. Do you mean having school today?
Yeah.
My understanding is it's just to give people more of a lead on childcare stuff. And I'm sensitive to that. And I know that especially like with healthcare workers, they were saying something like 70% of the nurses have kids in schools.
Right.
And so if they have to stay home, now you've hurt the healthcare industry, which was the whole thing we're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I'm also thinking, well, if it snowed, they would cancel. So yep. Just act like it's a snow day, and we all just prepare like it's a snow day. But, you know, we are kind of putting our kids out there for one more day to spread it.
Yeah, there are a lot of things to consider. 800-636-1067. I saw Pete Medhurst tweeted about babysitters, and I actually thought about it as an opportunity for my daughter because she's going to be back from school. Now it's probably the rest of the semester. They've gone online at NYU. She comes back today. I don't think they can even come back for at least a couple weeks. Plus, that's in New York. Which is one of the hot spots, New York City.
I got to go pick up my... I haven't even talked to him yet about it.
I think they're saying potentially online classes till late April. Well, school usually ends, what, May?
Early to mid-May, yeah.
I don't even know. Believe me, I'm trying to even think about that because my son doesn't even like school. How am I going to get him to do online school
it's
at gonna home?
It's going to be difficult.
Right? I mean, honestly, how's that going to work? And the only interaction I had with my son yesterday was he said, "Dad, season canceled." And then I said, "I'm sorry, buddy." And he didn't even respond. I mean,
he's got to be completely
bummed. Those guys, I can't even imagine.
I had a little interaction with my daughter because I told her I offered to pick her up today. Said I'll drive to New York after work.
Yeah.
She said, no, I'll take the bus.
Speaking of taking the bus.
Yeah, but hold on. Doesn't she have to bring, she lives in an apartment?
Dorm.
Yeah, doesn't she have to bring all her stuff?
I guess not. Just any critical stuff.
Well, you got to empty your dorm. It's the end of the semester.
It's not necessarily.
Oh, because it's just suspended?
It's through April, late April.
Oh, see, I'm
Yeah, you go back up and make that trip.
Yeah, go back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm thinking I got to go up there with the van and bring all the S back. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe today.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, we're the Junkies. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
These work.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We are going to shake things up. We'll talk some movies at 7 o'clock with Kevin, although maybe nobody's going to the movies, but maybe there's stuff to watch on Netflix. I know, my personal life, I expect I'm going to be in a lot more.
Man.
Don't you just expect to be in your house a lot more?
Of course. Of course you are.
And
I know,
truthfully,
I will be.
In my personal life.
I'm already there.
It's not that big a change.
Yeah. I got to adapt that much.
But in my personal life, I visit my mom a lot because she's a widow and my brother lives in New Jersey. So I want to visit her, but I'm also the only one who's going to visit her. And she loves seeing her grandkids. It's probably not safe to do that, so we're
really
just going to FaceTime.
Especially if you've been traveling.
Right. My brother was planning on coming this weekend. He was just in Toronto. He got back to New Jersey, was going to be here, and he was like, I don't think I should visit Mom.
Sounds like he's traveling internationally. Sounds like he should be quarantining himself, at least for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, isn't that probably what's being thrown out
but
there?
But also with, you have an older mother. Eric has an older mother. I do. We all have moms who are still with us. Our father's all passed away. I think, isn't your mom in the hospital?
Yeah, she's had some issues of late. Yes.
I mean, you got to worry about these things.
Sure.
My mom has something called Wegener's disease, which is actually, she has one of those compromised immune systems.
Of course she does.
And then she's got to go to dialysis with all these zombies, really,
right,
who are getting dialysis.
Well, I'll tell you what the really scary thing is, and I'm just trying to keep it out of my head, but some people are saying, asthma right. is a lung issue.
Yep.
Well, I got a couple of my kids have asthma.
Yep.
My wife has asthma.
Mm-hmm.
I have an inhaler. I'm not sure I have asthma, but I'm just trying to keep that out of my mind because that's not a major thing that people talk about. But some doctors do say asthma is it makes sense. It's a lung thing. I'm trying not to think about it, though. Trying to keep it out of my head.
Now, if you want to turn to a little more lighter note, if we are all stuck in, and I'm not saying it's likely in our personal lives because I don't see it as likely, there was a couple that was on one of those cruises that were quarantined, and they said they were just getting after it like bunny rabbits because they had nothing else to do.
They're just smashing 24/7?
Yeah, but that's having the opposite effect in my house. That's not going to be any smashing right now. No.
It's a smash-free zone.
It's a smash-free zone right now, I think. Yeah. Just don't want... Who knows who has what?
Yeah. Worried about transmission?
Yeah, who knows who has what?
Worried about fluids?
Well, wouldn't you contract it from your wife anyways? If you're in the same house?
Trying to avoid it. Believe it or not, I'm... I'm wiping down the sinks. I'm wiping down the periodically.
We'll just wipe down our silly.
Yeah.
Here's the story. Orlando couple David.
You try that first.
Yeah. Orlando couple David Junconian and Courtney Lane were stuck on the Grand Princess cruise ship for weeks.
Mistake number one.
While the coronavirus outbreak forced the vessel into quarantine. But while the claustrophobic situation caused some passengers to panic, Junconian and Lane spent, this is in the article, 4 sexy days aboard their very own love boat.
Ugh,
the guy
so
said, my girlfriend and I definitely were hooking up more than we would have if we finished the cruise as planned.
Oh, yeah. Well, do they have the corona or they don't?
So there were 3,500 passengers on that particular cruise ship, 21 tested
positive.
Could
you imagine Valdez being stranded like in the cabin next to them with the paper thin walls? And you're wearing a mask and your gloves, and all you're doing is hearing them just smashing left and right.
Put a glass up to the
window. I get
sized
for that, though. I like that sound.
It's just gross.
Did you have that in Florida?
I did have that in Florida.
Was it LA?
It was a little too faint. I was hoping it would have been a little louder.
You didn't put the glass up to the door?
No.
You didn't do that move?
I didn't want to touch the glass, the germs.
All right, so you can't take a shower, and Dina can't take a shower, and then... Hit it.
I mean, we suppose you can, but
It's just it's a stressful time, man. It's just a stressful time.
Pandemics are stressful. Nobody's thinking.
I mean, people are. In my house, people aren't. I'm not thinking about that. Right.
Would you hit it in the shower where you're cleaner? That's
what he's saying.
Well, yeah, you could do that, or just everyone takes a shower and then.
No, he wasn't saying do it in the shower. I saw the story. Both. I don't know if he printed out for your entertainment page that Nick Lachey's wife. What's her name? Vanessa.
Vanessa Lachey.
Yeah. I guess it's Lachey. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said that that's when they actually do it because they've got kids, and if she's in the shower, sometimes she'll say, "Hey, right. I'm in the shower."
Yeah, it's an opportunity.
Instead of, you know, like Cakes would go, "It's going to be money."
Yeah, right.
That was
sure.
His signal.
Going to be selling.
Right. Her signal is, "Hey, I'm in the shower." If the kids are have already been gone to school or something,
right.
He basically sprints to the shower.
Sure.
All right. So you're in your head. It's so discombobulated by everything. That it's affected your sex life?
Me?
Yes.
My drive?
Yes.
It squashed his libido.
Yeah. Not you guys?
The corona has hurt your libido.
I don't think it's hurt. I don't think I'm the only one. Because you're just not in the... You're not thinking about that. You're not in the mood. I'm not. Maybe other people are. Cakes, are you? Has it affected you?
Has not really affected me.
It's that
more,
means
right
good.
Now, the calendar...
Cakes is still getting
well,
after
the calendar well, how, is yeah. affecting me more, yeah. than, more than anything.
Well,
right.
well how long has it been?
I don't know.
Matt's trying to pry. He doesn't understand that you're not in the mood because you're just so
I'm stressed.
Down and out and depressed by this thing.
Yeah, I'm stressed by it.
You're not even watching porno?
Once or twice, but not like
yeah, that
usual.
Yeah, very apathetic.
Yeah, not like usual.
Once or twice a day?
No. I wish.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Taking your calls.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Rich in Olney. Hey, Rich, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Okay. Hanging in there. How
yeah,
are you?
Talking about how, no worries here.
All right, good.
But you guys were saying how all the businesses are suffering, and they are, and I feel bad for a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
But one business not suffering, alcohol, man. Booze sales, way
I would
up.
Imagine,
oh, yeah.
If people are going to be, self-quarantining or isolating, they're going to be doing it with beer, wine, spirits. They're going to have all of that in their house. I don't know.
I saw a study, though. Making... That kind of belies some facts that I saw that actually that those sales weren't going up. I have a very popular beer and wine store in my neighborhood, which actually, it is a liquor store, but they actually have tables and occasionally they have, I wouldn't say bands, but they'll have like
well, the social stuff, I'm sure nobody's doing.
And it's packed, and there were a couple people outside right around 5 o'clock, and usually it's pretty crowded,
yeah.
Especially when there's nice weather.
Yeah, but he's talking about liquor stores.
He's talking about walking
I understand
in
that, but I'm telling you that I saw statistics that said it's not true that those liquor sales have gone up.
Well, I tend to think it. I'm siding with him, the guy that owns it. I know my experience, the consumption's gone up.
Right.
I could tell you, toilet paper consumption... I don't know if people are consuming it more and using it more.
No,
but
they're just hoarding
they
it.
It was a completely empty aisle, and then I stumbled onto one. I went to where the pharmacy is in Harris Teeter, and there happened to be like one thing, like a display of Northern Quilt.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I should get it.
Yeah,
because,
can't be picky.
2 weeks from now, if the trend continues where the entire shelving at Harris Teeter was gone, there was no toilet paper at all.
I don't think it's going to continue. This is one thing where I am optimistic. I think our goods are still going to be coming, and they'll just restock. They've said there's not a shortage of toilet paper in our country.
Right.
There's not a shortage. So people are just taking it all up. They'll get them out of the warehouses or whatever, and we'll have toilet paper. We bought a couple rolls extra a couple weeks ago, but I've specifically tried not to hoard to not continue with the panic.
Right.
The only thing I'm hoarding, if I find it, is hand sanitizer and wipes.
Yes.
But, I haven't even found any of that in weeks on shelves.
Those Purell executives must be buying big, fat Dan Snyder-like yachts with what's going on.
Well, I got one guy that owns a business that sold me 5 bottles.
Right.
And I said, if you get more, let me know.
Sure. I'm your guy.
But I don't know what else to do.
Maybe you ship some in from New York. Aren't they making their own?
I don't want the prisoner stuff.
You don't want
the
prisoner.
I want the legit.
Hand sanitizer.
I want the Purell.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
I think it's actually stronger.
I think you can order online and you get it in a couple weeks, if you want to look ahead. I think some certain retailers can promise you delivery in a couple weeks. Because, look, it's for now, I think it's a responsible thing everybody needs to do. Let's go to Peter in Burke. Peter, what's up?
Hey, good morning. First of all, thank you, Junkies, for being essential personnel and keeping us all sane this week.
We're trying.
What's your situation? Are you working?
Well, I know you find it hard to believe that I'm a fully functioning adult with a wife, kids, and a job, but I'm in government consulting, and SecDef just issued a memo yesterday canceling all travel. We had a couple of courses we were supposed to teach next week for the Navy and the Army. Those are canceled. You know, everybody's trying to work from home, so everybody's, I guess Silicon Valley's been doing this for a while now, but, you know, everybody's going to be trying to hit the remote servers all at once, and it's going to bog down.
That's what everybody's saying. Like, Wi-Fi is going to be slower now and stuff.
Yeah, and that's a stock you should buy, not just the Purell, but the, you know, Cisco WebEx and Zoom and all these, Slack, all these online collaboration.
Yeah, Valdez, the Wi-Fi is going to be slow. A lot of buffering in your house. A lot of that.
So hold on. Give me a couple of stocks again to buy, because we need something to buy, brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, we use WebEx Teams. It's a thing, you know, Slack. Like Cisco owns WebEx Teams, stuff like that. You know, GoToMeeting, you know, all those.
I know what all of those stocks are. Cheap. Yeah. They're cheap right now.
GoToMeeting.
That I know.
Right.
I know they're all on sale.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it, buddy. Be safe, pal.
You know what I'd rather not do? GoToMeetings.
Well, that's the virtual go. You know. Have you used that before?
I'd buy stock in Don't Go to Meetings.
Maybe once.
Yeah.
I would buy all that stock.
I used to use a lot of those things when we were doing our poker podcast and all that. Yeah, we use a lot of those. And plus, I've had a lot of IT guys virtually hook me from there. They probably all stole all my ID and everything.
By the way, this is exactly when online poker needs to be legalized and up and running.
Right.
It would make
what are
so
the casinos
much
doing? Like, are they canceling tournaments and stuff? I see Mike the Mouth Mattisau tweeting from a tournament he's playing in.
I think some bigger tournaments are being either canceled or postponed.
Yeah, I just don't know how you could justify
that. Business is going to get crushed. Casinos? Do you want to go to a casino right now?
I couldn't think of a place dirtier.
I
just think of all the old people at slots.
Oh, so many.
My parents were in Vegas this week, and they said it was packed.
Really?
There's been more people hanging out.
Of course.
Well, I think there's been a turn.
Right.
It's been a tsunami to hit about Tuesday.
Right. I think it'll turn tell me what Vegas is going to look like in a week.
Right.
Nobody saw this coming. I told Jason the other day, remember I told him? I said, I don't think there's going to be a tournament, but he was mocking me. I said, I think the world's going to be different in 2 or 3 days. Like, it's going to be a different world. Nobody saw this coming. You know what I mean? I don't blame him.
Well, I think he also didn't want to believe
it. He didn't want to believe it either because he wanted to bet on it.
His whole life is
his whole life. He has nothing to bet on.
He actually took these 2 days off. He's not here because he's out with the coronavirus. He took 2 days off because his buddy was going to join him, and they were going to go to casinos for sports gambling during the college basketball tournaments through Selection Sunday.
He
was going to plan an entire weekend
watching
college hoops, going to casinos, being at the sports book, watching Selection Sunday, and it's all gone.
This is Jason's personal Armageddon.
I do feel bad for it. Like, I'm going to miss the sports. I love to have it on in the background all the time, and there's certain things that I'm going to really lock in on.
Yeah, but you can get by.
I desperately missed. I missed the Caps game last night. Just sucked.
Pete's just like Jason.
He's got to be devastated. Pete's got to be devastated.
Well, there goes like 7 out of his 9 jobs.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going to do. He can't umpire. He can't do nothing he can do.
He can't call games.
Can't call games. They just took his Big Ten gig. You know what? Check on Pete. Is Pete even here?
We can bring him in.
Is harness racing still going on?
Yes. I mean,
for now.
Okay. Well, that's...
But the horses.
For now.
Can they run the horses without jockeys?
Who's he calling the game?
Who's in the stands? I don't know.
Virtual. They call the game maybe for the virtual stuff.
For TVG. TVG is going to be so hot right now.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the horse racing channel.
Oh, there's a horse racing channel.
Yes.
I got an itch right now on my nose. I don't know. Should I itch my nose?
Yes.
Use your elbow.
To itch my nose?
You want me to itch it for you with my gloves?
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to live.
You're paralyzed.
Yeah, it's
paralyzed with fear.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Taking your calls at 800-636-1067.
By the way, is this a bad thing to do, to chew on the coffee stirrer and then put it down like on a piece of paper and then put it back in my mouth?
I wouldn't put anything in my mouth.
And then put it back in my mouth a bunch of times?
Yeah, I don't think it's a great idea.
I always thought that was a weird habit. You've kind of developed that the last 6 months to a year.
Probably not the best thing to do.
I would keep it in your mouth if you're going to chew it and then throw it away.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you...
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a good global citizen.
Maybe if you put it on a napkin.
Well, this is my napkin, my Coach Wooten Reed.
Well, the problem is Valdez and his grubby hands have been on that paper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, it's no different than anybody's hands.
You're not going to be able to be perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
You can limit.
I can't think of everything.
Like we talked about the credit card thing, and the guy called in yesterday and said you can use our phone. It's true. But if you go to a gas station, I don't know. I guess maybe they have some sort of feature where you can use your phone. I don't have that ability. I use the credit card to put it in there.
Yeah.
I got to hit the buttons to put in my zip code.
So many buttons you have to hit.
I got to pick up the nozzle. I guess I could go around with gloves. I'm personally not going around with gloves. Cakes is.
The gas thing
for
is.
For now.
I mean, if you read what doctors are saying, that's one of the first things they're mentioning to people to be careful with. The gas things. Because they're the most. There's things everybody use.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you don't use gloves, but just wipe your hands down when you're done with
those
it.
Those are flash points.
Yeah.
They have to
the
be.
The elevator buttons,
not?
I know it sounds so dumb because you don't see it and it just sounds so dumb, but elevator buttons, doorknobs, hard surface, because this dumb thing is lasting forever on a hard surface. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I think you just try and do your best, have good hygiene, wash your hands. The optimist in me points to what's going on with the Utah Jazz. So Rudy Gobert had to apologize on Instagram.
I feel bad for him. I think he was just kidding. You know, he didn't realize the gravity of it.
Ignorant.
Yeah, he was ignorant.
I mean, he doesn't seem like a young guy, but think about it. He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
I mean, he's
probably 25, 26. I don't know.
He's probably younger than Awad. You know what I mean?
He's just stupid.
He's just a big, stupid kid.
Right, so
he's 27, actually. You know what? He's not a kid. I'm not going to call somebody 27 a kid.
Okay, he's been around for a while.
For me, he's a kid. Besides to be 27.
Well, compared to us, he's a kid, but he's a fully formed adult.
True.
But you know, when you were 27, you were still a big stupid.
I'm almost 50 and I'm a big stupid.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes, but anyway, he's 27,
I was. He apologizes and all that stuff. And Donovan Mitchell, who's a star or second star of the Utah Jazz, comes down with the coronavirus. But the story is they tested 58 people that had interaction there, and they're the only two to test positive. So the optimist in me says, well, that's people who actually interacted with somebody with coronavirus, and 2 for 58. It wasn't 58 for 58. It wasn't 20 for 58.
I mean, no, I tweeted the same thing. I thought it was a great sign.
He might be the number one spreader because they showed a clip of him, I think, in Detroit like 4 or 5 days before he tested positive. After the players have been told, don't shake hands with fans, don't have interactions with fans, don't
they
sign things.
Not to do high fives.
No high fives, none of it. So what does he do coming off the floor? He peels off his arm sleeves and gives them to fans in the stands. He's stupid. Rudy Gobert is a stupid person.
I would more say ignorant, but you could say stupid.
I'll lump them both in together.
They're very similar.
He might be a stupid, ignorant person.
But anyway, the optimist in me says that's 2 for 58, and apparently, you know, he's French, apparently had interaction with some French and Italian fans who may have had it. So that's how he got. But I think some of the Utah Jazz, according to Woj from ESPN, apparently some of the Utah Jazz people are really bitter at him.
Because
he was reckless.
Yeah, he was like just going and touching other people's personal belongings in the locker room because he was mocking the virus.
Right. He was immature. But you could read in his post he was embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm embarrassed. And he apologized.
Well, he's probably terrified because he'll be fine. He's an athlete. And he's young. But let's say I would be terrified that I gave it to somebody who could dunk off.
Yeah, give it to an old reporter.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's go to my cousin Rhonda, who's on line two. Now, Rhonda has called in occasionally through the years. She's my cousin from Ohio that drives a truck.
Right.
She Rhonda, I love her. She's a piece of work, though. And she is, I don't know where she is right now. Rhonda, where are you?
I'm over here in Landover at S. Friedman, delivering a truckload of cleaning stuff and disinfectant.
Oh, deliver
Love
it
me
here.
Or leave me.
Don't bring it wherever the address is. Yeah, bring it to 1015 Half Street.
Don't let people know the mob will try and heist it.
Yeah, you could be
You guys wouldn't let me in the parking lot.
But Rhonda, you'd be like a Brinks truck. You might be more. They might knock you off before Brinks truck. You know what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah. Who cares
about
the
cash? They
found
out she had cleaning, like hand sanitizer,
like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Rhonda, where did you leave to arrive in Landover?
Toledo.
She came from Toledo.
So Toledo, how to Landover? How many hours does that take?
I don't know. It's just under 500 miles. Take me 9 or 10 hours.
She can 9
or 10
easy.
Hours. That's nothing for her.
Yeah, that's no big deal for a truck driver. Did you notice a lot less people on the roads?
No, I wished I had. And then this morning it was raining when I come into town, so it's like,
Right, right.
I'm going to give you guys a little tidbit over this hand sanitizer business.
All right, go ahead.
Rubbing alcohol will do the same thing as hand sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a little harder on your skin, I think. That's why they have the aloe and stuff in the hand sanitizer.
You'll be all right. Well, you're tough.
I heard
it's only for a while.
I heard the rubbing alcohol was still hard to come by.
Yeah, I think that is. I mean, I have some in the house, but I think it's hard. Yeah, because as soon as the WHO put out their thing, everybody bought up all the ingredients. So hold on. Do you have cases of hand sanitizer in there?
Not that far from Kensington.
I don't know what all's back there. I know it's disinfectant and stuff like that, industrial disinfectant and stuff like that.
Do you have to unload the truck yourself, or do other people do that?
No.
I'm waiting on what they call a lumper fee. These guys unload it, and the shipper pays it, and I just write a check.
The lumpers. Get those lumpers in there. Get that disinfectant out of there.
How's business been? But the economy before all of this, you know, thriving. Has business been good for you?
Yeah, I can stay busy running this stuff right now, especially.
Really? Because there was a period of time, let's be honest, a few years ago where you were having a hard time. You'd make the delivery, and then you'd have to, what do you call that when you go back and you got no delivery?
Oh, you sit and lay over.
Yeah, but what do you call that when you have to drive your
haul?
When you drive your truck. What is it?
It's detention. We sit and.
No. But you've used the term before, where like Rhonda. So you drive and you got your big ass 18-wheeler thing, and then you don't have a haul to come back, and so you drive back with no.
She has no load.
Oh, deadhead back?
Yeah, kind of, right?
Yeah, deadhead. We don't do that very often. These guys has gotten real good about that. We don't do that very often. In a holiday season, if I ask to go home, they'll deadhead me home from here if they can't get me something.
So what are you picking up after you drop off your load of disinfectant?
IKEA.
Oh, you're going to IKEA?
Very nice.
Which IKEA are you going to?
Perryville?
Up near the Delaware border.
Baltimore, wow. And then how long does it take them to load, like at, say, IKEA? How long does that take?
Oh, I don't know, because we have trailers sitting there, so they'll preload it. So when I get done here, I'll find some place to go to bed, and I'll get up late tonight when the rest of you guys are home sleeping, and I'll go play it by myself.
And then she'll go to IKEA and get Swedish meatballs while that loader truck.
Then I'll take it back to Michigan. I'll be back there. I get it late tonight. I'll be back here tomorrow morning sometime.
Do they are CBs still a thing, Rhonda? Because I know you're big on the CBs.
That's so funny. I'm looking at CB slang right now.
Rhonda, are CBs still a thing? I don't even know.
The older drivers have them. We're finally breaking some of the newer guys into telling them they need them.
Because you use it all the time,
What's
right?
What's your handle?
I've got it in here, but not too many people talk on them anymore.
Rhonda, you don't text and drive, do you? You're the last person on the planet that should be doing that.
Mm.
That's scary.
I don't know. What time did your first text come in this morning, Eric?
Oh, that's true. She did text me. I mean, I guess she was driving. Voice texting.
It was
texting.
Short but sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, does she know what an angry kangaroo is?
Angry kangaroo?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's some awful sex term.
No. It's a truck with one or both headlights out.
They don't get away with that too awful much. I never heard of that one. I usually can do about 98% of those flying things, but...
What is your handle? Because Cakes' stepdad was Chuckles, right?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Yeah.
What is your handle?
Well, I used to go by R&R, but it had numeral meanings, and I'm not going to tell you what all of them were. So.
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Hey, does she know any lot lizards for AWOD?
No, you have to get to one of the guys at the truck stop out in Colorado last time I was out there said, you got to get him on the internet now, and I just kind of looked at him.
Yeah, right.
Because when I started, they'd be scrambling around underneath the trailers out there, underneath, you know, in the back
of
the truck.
It's like a real
thing.
I guess so.
Yeah, you could pick out the one you wanted, I guess. But you don't see them out here anymore.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nothing.
He said truckers get lonely.
They start to fall off.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Rhonda, be safe. I'm sad you're in town and you know, not going to see you, but it's a crazy time. Just be safe out there.
That's it. I don't play well with others, so I eliminate the others.
Yeah, you're in a great spot. Like, you don't have to worry about this. You're just in your truck.
You won't let her park your truck out in front of your house in the Inkton.
I mean, she could if she wanted, but right? You don't have any contact with people, really.
Not really. But you guys were talking about the fuel pumps.
Yeah.
When we get diesel fuel, we pump our own diesel fuel. But we all wear leather gloves.
You do, right?
So.
Yeah, but then you put the gloves back on your wheel, right? So then you're getting it all on your steering wheel.
No, then you put them by the door, but you still have to touch all the buttons. But I did notice last night the pilot over there in Ohio had cleaned off the screens better where you have to touch button. Because you got to fill out a marriage license to get diesel fuel. So
right, a lot of stuff.
It's like 8 or 10 questions. So.
Right.
All right, Rhonda, we appreciate you calling in.
Be safe out there, Rhonda. I appreciate it.
Doing my best. You guys stay out of trouble. And Uncle Ron at 89 years old is taking extra vitamin C for this. So.
Good. Tell Uncle Ronnie I miss him. Tell him I miss him.
By the way, Valdez.
I will.
10-4, Rhonda.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell mom hi.
Okay. I will. Bye, Rhonda.
Do you know the term for a rest area frequented by lot lizards?
No.
Pickle Park.
That's hilarious.
Add that to your trucker jargon.
All right, coming up next, we're going to shift to the world of entertainment, find out if there's anything that we can actually watch on TV, if there are movies we can go see. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us next on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.